Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As complete tyranny and the arm of false flag terror unfolds across the world in the years to come, don't say you aren't warned. Don't say that it wasn't laid out before you. All of us have a responsibility to learn this information, to learn how elites operate, to learn how this corporate takeover is taking place, and to get the word out and to say no. We have a guest coming up in about 45 minutes who was in Kingman, Arizona, and shot the video. It's viral on YouTube, up on Infowars.com. It's in Paul Watson's article, Maximum Alert, U.S. Troops Now Occupying America. She'll be joining us. She also called the National Guard when she brought up Posse Comitatus. They hung up on her. We're going to have the audio of that as well. We have other video. We Are Change Ohio in Kentucky with warrantless military checkpoints in the middle of the city. They would walk up to them and say, will you shoot us in the back of the head? Will you put us in death camps? Will you take our guns if ordered? And the military wouldn't say they wouldn't. Very sick. Very, 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 very sick. Let's go back to Juan in New York. Juan, so you're a healthcare worker, and they've said, looks like it's going to be mandatory. Well, they're already ordering people that it's mandatory, but they tell them, don't tell anybody we're making you do this. Then Obama's there to soothe everyone and say, don't worry. They know the majority are against it, and it's illegal. So he tells you there's no attack happening, and then all the surrogates go out and then try to force it when they corner you by yourself at work. This is the nature of a military psyop.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. So like I was saying before, I don't know how they're going to implement this because half the people that I talk to don't want to take the regular flu vaccine, including me. Also, the half that do want to take the flu vaccine don't want to take the swine flu vaccine. So I don't know what they're going to, are they going to just...
Well, that's it. I mean, there's no law you've got to take the regular flu shot. The executive order says under level 6 they can make you take the emergency shot, but that's an illegal UN agreement. And no, it's totally illegal. That's why Obama gets on TV every week and says you don't have to take it while they try to force it. These are hardcore criminals.
Also, if you will allow me, I would like to tell you about a bright spot in this horrible situation. The bright spot in the horrible situation is that I am now, you know, now that all this is coming out, I am bumping into more and more people, like-minded people. So I always thought of myself as in the minority, but as I speak to people, people have these same views. Just take, for instance, yesterday, I was in the neonatal intensive care unit, and a nurse was talking about it with a doctor, and they were both talking almost the same. When I cornered the nurse alone, she started spewing out a lot of things, and I was like, wow, everything, even about 9/11 and the government and everything. So I immediately went down to my workstation where I keep copies of Endgame because I find that that's the most effective orientating tool to people who have ideas but are very scattered about it. So I immediately gave it to her, and I said, you should watch this tonight. And I'm actually making her copies of Police State and Loose Change and things like that. And if that's in this dark time, that's one little sliver of light that people are waking up and people are going to start to take action.
Well, the key is get the internal CDC report. You can pull it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just a headline, secret CDC report links vaccine to Guillain-Barré or to neurological disorders, and then go, here's the secret CDC report. And then you can pull up the CDC report from 2000 that got leaked in 2002, and Congress then released it, where the head of the CDC said, I wouldn't give this to my granddaughter, any shots. But we've got to keep this from the public. We've got a mandate to push this. Look, everybody's waking up to vaccines, so they're staging this whole deal to try to set the precedent that they make us take the shots while they announce you don't have to take it. They say, you don't have to take it, but you're fired if you don't. Well, that's making you take it. God bless you, sir. Keep it up. Keep spreading the word. Yes, as the tyranny intensifies, it's a double-edged sword because now all these people that didn't want to wake up are forced to face the fact that we were right. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Quickly, all of you are bringing up key info, but I want to get to more people. Now, we have a lot of callers on different issues, and we'll take the people that are on hold. But as you hear callers hang up, that is the military, people active duty, involved in these checkpoints, involved in all these drills, the Marines involved in these illegal checkpoints, or wives or husbands of these Marines and Army soldiers and National Guard, call in. I'm also trying to get a hold of We Are Change Ohio, who shot the video in Kentucky, boldly walked up and asked the National Guard that was out there searching bags, running checkpoints, staring at the citizens, staring everybody down like secret police out of Red Dawn, out of the Soviet Union. They have done an incredible job. This is how it's done. In fact, go ahead, Hoosh, and play that clip of We Are Change Ohio in Kentucky at military checkpoints. Here it is.
If it was in Iraq or Afghanistan, I mean, it's a combat zone, you know.
Right, but what if it was here?
They wouldn't have no reason to make an order like that.
But they did do it in Katrina.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in the States for Katrina.
But would you agree with that? Like, is that something the Army should be doing, taking guns away from the citizenry?
I'm just a soldier, do what I'm told.
But you did take an oath to the Constitution, though, when you saluted the flag and whatnot.
You're also sworn to the officers and the NCOs that are above you.
But if the officer asks you to do something unconstitutional, where does your loyalties lie, I guess?
Well, if an officer is asking us to do something that's unconstitutional, it's not coming from him. He's not making it up. It's coming from somebody higher than him.
Right. But then...
So the chain follows down. It could come straight from the president. The president wants the stuff done.
That's true.
You know, that's on the president.
But you do know, like, it is your right to say no.
I mean, it is, but we just do what we're told. Whereas we're soldiers, so we do.
Hit pause.
Somebody you might be able to talk to that...
Did you hear that? Yeah, I've got a right to say no to an unlawful order. They're commanded to in their training, but they don't really give that training anymore. But I'm still just going to follow my orders. I will take your guns. And they will take your guns. They did it in Katrina and surrounding areas to set the precedent. And they're training military nationwide to take your guns. Now, they've created this cult of worshiping the military, worshiping police. But when they're bought and paid for by foreign offshore banks, and they're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they're attacking the Republic. And they are domestic enemies of this country. When they start going after our guns and our liberties and setting up illegal checkpoints, they are the real enemy combatants. But they've been trained that patriots and conservatives and libertarians and Ron Paul supporters and in the Fed protesters are terrorists. No, you are a treasonous, treacherous criminal when you engage in these criminal activities. And that's all they're doing is acclimating this fool to carry this out. Let's go back to him.
Might need a little bit more information. There's another checkpoint about two blocks in that direction with some people that are a little higher rank than I am. Might have some information for you.
Hit pause. Did you hear that? There's another checkpoint. I also have these delusional people sending me emails saying these aren't checkpoints. Yes, they are. You can go read the state police press releases around the country in Tennessee and California and other areas where they say they're warrantless checkpoints. Got it? I got video and photos of them searching little kids' bags in the middle of major cities and towns. Stop living in denial. Here's more video, more audio. It's an ambulance driving by. And another checkpoint. Looks like Mayberry. You got the military on their radios reporting what the citizens are doing, watching everybody. This is the most disgusting thing to watch. These people are such traitors. And it doesn't matter if you don't know you're a traitor. You've rationalized it. In your gut, you know it's wrong. This is just...
All we're doing is traffic control. We're making sure that all emergency vehicles get in properly and all outgoing traffic goes out smoothly.
Right. Do you know how long this has been going on, like specifically here at Riverfest, of how many years?
I know several years, at least 5 or 6, at least.
Really?
Hit pause. So this has been going on for 20 years, and the last 10 it's accelerated. You notice 6 years, but now suddenly all over the country, they're just everywhere. We're getting confirmed reports and local blurbs about troops in the middle of nowhere at four-way stops in the country. Here's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about 2,500 troops with the FBI, with local police. Amazing. And it says that the county, city, state, and university camera systems are now hooked into the feds, and there's a command center. They have a photo here in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, headline MAAC. Organizes Pittsburgh security for G20, and it says MAAC Center, and it's the military running the command center over the police and over everyone. This is just unbelievable, because they know how to occupy a country. Finish up with this clip, and we're going to your calls.
We're military police, which means we have military authority under Newport Police Department.
Okay, so do you have police powers?
No, that is in conjunction with the police department.
Now, you guys train with the police at like a local community center?
Military police are trained military police ways, but we will assist police officers if asked.
Okay, hit pause.
Kind of training that you know of, like...
That was high treason right there. Got the MPs out there, and that's what they do. They come out and say, oh, it's just traffic checkpoints. Oh, got a guy with some marijuana, got a drunk driver. Oh, we're going to go over and help, and then the troops help put the handcuffs on. Just unbelievable. There aren't riots, there aren't burning cities, but the globalists know they're bankrupting the economy by design, and they know the people are going to try to peacefully stand up, and they're getting ready to crush the American people. Back to the clip.
Not this police department, no.
Okay, but other police departments?
Chain of command, they do interact with them, and they get mission briefings.
Okay. Mission briefings. We noticed so that there's a difference. You guys are traffic control, and then there's Rover Patrol or something like that. The guys with the big guns, like, chilling with the Humvees down there.
Same thing.
By
same
the bridge.
Job. It's the exact same job. All we are here to do is to reinforce the Newport Police Department.
Right. So do you have any police powers?
Hit pause.
Or like rest?
You like the military terms? Reinforce the Newport Police Department. Reinforce them against the enemy. That's what the military does. They fight enemies. And we have an imperial government, an imperial military, and they're stationed right here in the heart of the empire. Back to the clip.
No. We do not arrest. Not unless asked to do so by New York or Newport Police Department.
Okay. Do you know if this is like worked around Homeland Security at all?
No.
No?
That's a lie.
Newport Police Department, here it is.
Who gets a federal grant?
Like it starts with like little things like this. Like we call this, this is a checkpoint, right?
National Guard has been responding to state, or we have been assisting law enforcement since National Guard's been in existence.
But for a more emergency place.
Right, this is not an emergency situation.
I mean, well, even...
Like, it's gone from, like national emergencies to state emergencies over to public events.
That's fine. Even, I believe it's Brown versus Board of Education back in the 50s.
Okay.
National pause.
So we...
Yeah, that's where they wouldn't let black kids into public school, forcing the states, forcing federal control. He just admitted everything right there. You see how they do this? Go back to him.
You're called for many things.
Well, that was
kind of the right. Is that right?
That was to let a girl go to school.
Yeah, well, as like people were trying to kill her, like a mob was trying to possibly kill her.
We are here to assist law enforcement. That is our role.
How do you feel about the kind of ties? After the Civil War, like to fight the South.
Not my call.
What's that?
It's not my call.
This guy will take your guns in a minute if he's told to.
Any orders you're given, you just.
Posse comitatus can be placed on any civilian. And posse comitatus can be placed on anybody by a federalized law enforcement officer. Anybody.
So you consider yourself a law enforcement officer?
Nope. I am military police. That is it.
Is there any other order that you...
Hit pause. Notice he now says posse comitatus is his right to come against you. See, they turn everything around. Remember, our military killed 1,300,000 Iraqis in the last 6.5 years. They mean business, folks. Go back to him.
Be worthy of disobeying. You disobey.
Like, let's say that you were told to round up people and throw them in office.
He's asking about camps.
To enforce or assist law enforcement. That is it.
What we're trying to get at is, like, what are your loyalties lie more to the higher command's order or the Constitution? And what we as members have. That's pretty much what
we have a duty to honor our votes.
And then it cuts to the military checkpoints and the Humvees on the highway. God help us. Okay, Lori, stay there. You just Homeland Security bus in Texas. Mike, Louisiana, the guy who called in to C-SPAN with Chertoff. Mike's a Massachusetts nurse. Andy, North Carolina vet. We're going to continue with your phone calls. I'll go to him quickly in the next segment. But that's how it's done, what We Are Change Ohio did. This is all a mass checkpoint drill. On the video at the end of the We Are Change Ohio, Kentucky checkpoint video, they just block off the whole bridge and the highway, and they've got their Humvees, their machine guns, and they're just out there doing whatever they want. And they're out there training people to get used to seeing the military setting up checkpoints. And all over the country, they're searching people's bags. This is high treason. And they're just incrementally warping the brains of the troops and the military to accept this and to go along with this. And it is outrageous. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the middle of a segment at 45 after today when we have the lady join us from Arizona.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
They didn't want you to be able to form opposition to the forced inoculation. Now they're beginning it with a regular flu shot, totally illegal. So they just keep denying it as they're doing it. Let's go to Lori in Texas, Homeland Security bus driving around. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi. About 11:30, I was driving home towards Cedar Park here in Austin and saw a bus coming towards me on 183 going south, and big tour bus, looked on the side, said Homeland Security. So I picked up the phone and called y'all to let you know.
Yeah, they got like five of those last time we checked over at Highland Mall, and they've taken over most of the mall. And then delusional people go to the mall and claim they don't see it, even though Homeland Security will run you out of the mall if you go through one of the open doors. They've taken the whole thing over. I mean, just totally delusional. Your neighbors will tell you you didn't see that.
Yeah, something else about a month ago. I worked for a dental clinic in South Austin, and we received a fax that said from Camp Mabry that said that they needed dentists to basically be paid volunteers to get the troops dental ready over 2 weekends. And so I tried to call y'all about a month ago to let y'all know, but I never could get through. But I know your dad's a dentist, and I don't know if he got the same fax.
Can you email it to writers@InfoWars.com?
I'll see if the girls at first kept it for me, but I sure will. Writers at where?
At InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com. Okay. And then a couple of other things real quick.
See, what they're doing is they're reaching out to the community as if the government doesn't have its own health care to get everybody integrated, quote, as volunteers for them. This and their first contact with you through their force multiplication operation sounds reasonable. It's like the Peace Corps is almost totally CIA. They go help you, but then later down the road they get control of you, and that's all this is. This is the military taking over America.
That's right. Two other quick things real quick. I noticed about a month ago, about that same time, I was watching the news in the morning, and the news, they were talking about just little things that said in Austin the birth rates have gone down, and they blame that on the housing market. And then also on the History Channel, there's a good series called That's Impossible, and a little series, or a little one that they had called Weather Warfare, and that totally talks about how they're changing the weather. And they have a little YouTube, little parts of it on YouTube. If you Google YouTube or search on YouTube, Weather Warfare, it's in different parts, part 1, 2, 3, and 5. 4 is the one where they're talking about pushing up the ionosphere with low-frequency vibrations to heat up the ionosphere.
Oh, I've had the father of weather weapons on the show. This has been certified. They control hurricanes. They can make hurricanes, you name it. And then you talk about it, and they just say it doesn't exist. Military tactic. Thank you, Lori. Mike in Louisiana says he's one of the people that called in when Chertoff got taken over on C-SPAN, and almost every caller was exposing that 9/11 was an inside job. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Wanted to let you know that we're working hard here in the epicenter of the police state takeover, their beta testing area. I have an open invitation for all military and police authorities to come by 2112 St. Claude, Melvin's Bar. It's a bar I took over that I'm going to be streaming your radio show through. I'm going to be doing screenings of your films. So I want you to come by and bring your best there. I'm also a cartoonist for a local rag here called the New Orleans Levy. It's a political satire monthly, and I'm slowly waking up the editors to this. They're all yuppies and got their head up their proverbial butts, but I'm slowly but surely getting to them on this. And when people do call in, I do urge you to call in on C-SPAN. It's not all that hard to get through. When you do, I find a tactic to use is to, subject does not answer a question, to when you get on to do the follow-up, ask them why they didn't do it, answer the question. It's a good way to corner them and get in that area. So
what about Chertoff saying 6 of the 10 commission members have not said it was a fraud? It's on record in the Washington Post.
Well,
they've done TV interviews saying it, and he just said, nope, you're liars.
Well, I let you know that's what they do. They faced with the facts, faced with the evidence, they just deny. They just blatantly lie. If they have no other recourse, that's the tactic. You know, you've schooled everybody on it. You know that's what they can't come out and admit it. It's impossible for them to admit it. So that's why I say it's good to throw it in their face if you're a second caller. Why didn't you answer that correctly? Or if they do a tactic like that, if they say, well, they didn't do it, then get on the Internet, drop the clips of it and say, well, I'm looking at it right now, and let me read it to you. So you can throw it in their face. It's just...
Yeah, in Truth Rising, good point, sir. Thanks for the call, Mike. In Truth Rising, Gary Hart gets asked about his letter to Ahmed Dinajid of Iran saying the U.S. may stage terror attacks as a pretext to invade. He denied he wrote the letter till they pulled out the letter from the Huffington Post. He said, oh, that letter. And then he suddenly had respect for them. Again, they lie out of court.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're only going to use their first names. Coming up in about 12 minutes, Luca and Bridget from Mojave County, Minutemen, and Mojave County Oak Keepers, who shot the video of the Arizona National Guard on the street of Kingman, Arizona at checkpoints. And we're going to be playing that video again live on air. Then Dr. Stan Monteith with Key Flu News, medical doctor, joining us to cover the eugenics angle of all of this. That is coming up in the next hour. In the final hour today, I have another guest popping in for about 15 minutes. Then I'm going to get into the master plan of how the military has been taken over by foreign corporations known as the New World Order. That's all this is a global corporate takeover. And how the military, the police, and the citizenry are being brainwashed to accept 379,000 troops openly announced that are going to be patrolling America. So that is coming up. Also want to encourage people to remember InfoWars.com and the secure online video bookstore. That is how we fund this operation. We're also going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv at 45. That's when we're going to go live. 45 after coming up in about 10, 11 minutes. And don't forget we have the new film Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, documenting the concentration camps, now available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The big solution here is going to your cities and counties that are being quietly federalized, speaking out at city council, pointing out how this takeover is taking place, and saying our local police have no business merging with the regular military and the National Guard and running illegal checkpoints and going out and protesting these. Nurses in New York are now starting to have big protests against the forced inoculation. that Obama denies is going on. The people have to stand up and say no in their local communities. That's where the rubber meets the road. The Army's deploying sound weapons and microwave guns at tea parties against the American people. That's admitted. We're going to go to Mike and Mass and Andy in North Carolina and others, but for the next 10 minutes or so, I wanted to get up on the show with us, Steve Schenck of the J. Michael Stevens Group. He hasn't been on with us in about 3 months, to get his view and his take on preparedness and people becoming self-sufficient. The globalists want you to be dependent on them. We need to be self-sufficient. And this is the storable foods company, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Almost their entire line is also organic. You can't say that in every case because it's very hard sometimes to get organic, but it's non-GMO, non-hybrid. And they've got a whole new line of Nutraversal products on top of their classic high-quality line. This is where I've chosen to get my storable foods. So I wanted to welcome Steve Schenck here on air as he rolls out for our listeners an entirely new product line. Steve Schenck from eFoodsDirect.com, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex, it's good to be with you again. Things have been kind of insane for the last 3 months. We've been reworking our whole operation. One of the things that we discovered was a lot of people are starting to realize that in order for them to be independent, you got to understand that any fear coming from the swine flu, the bank failures, the New World Order bunch, and whatever people realize may or may not be happening is the result of dependency. If we're dependent on the banks, if we're dependent on food, and we're required because we don't have any to take the swine flu shot, whatever, all of these things, if a family will take responsibility for their own preparedness, for their own lives, it really shouldn't be a matter of saying, hey, we're going to get prepared. It should be a matter of saying, hey, what are we dependent on? Food is the main thing. Transportation is the main thing. Our jobs. All of these things, if we can get out of debt so that we're not dependent on being controlled by the debt structure, so we can spend some time with our families going out camping. These new, what we've come up with is a concept that people need to be eating the food right now, and so we've come out with a whole brand new line. It's called the 7-day responder. We did a little experiment with a 3-day responder. The whole idea behind this is virtually health food. It has no hydrogenated oil, no MSG, none of the junk that the health food people are realizing will make you glow in the dark and walk sideways. And these are all put together in meals that cost-wise are less expensive than what you'd have to spend at the grocery store, and the food is absolutely outstanding, Alex. Now, I know we sent you a couple of these packages. I don't know if you've had a chance to taste them at all, but this food is absolutely unbelievable.
It's excellent. Yes, I have.
Okay. That's wonderful. Well, the idea behind this is that, you know, we've got a lot of things that are coming at us, and various people are concerned about the various sirens that you're blowing and the freedom drums that you're beating, and rightly so. But they can do something on their own. It's no longer a matter of waiting for, quote, them, the government or whoever the powers that be are, our legislator, our supposedly representative form of government. It's no longer a matter of waiting for them to fix things. Nobody's going to fix anything. Each family has to fix their own situation.
That's why the establishment is harassing and trying to tax and regulate with the animal ID, premises ID, small farms and ranches. They openly want to bankrupt us and drive us under government control.
Absolutely. And food is the place that always has been, always will be, the maximum control of the maximum number of the population. And if folks believe what you're telling them, that this is in the process of happening, has already happened in many instances, the main thing that we came out with this new line for, that we still have the regular 1-year supplies and things that you have a whole bunch of supplies of, and all of the listeners have a lot of supplies of. But now with this new 7-day, people literally can buy their groceries. They can free themselves up. If they want to get their kids off the, the texting telephones and get them back into the family, take them camping, and you don't have to go through all the struggles of cooking good food. This stuff is phenomenal, whether you're at a camp stove, in your home, or serving a gourmet dinner. The idea is if families can become independent. Dependency is the thing. I know that you rail against this constantly. We're dependent on what our legislators do to control us, but the fact is that we as individuals must absolutely love our families enough to get in a situation where those dependencies won't force us to do things that we do not want to do.
And let's face it, they're trying to acclimate everybody to accept troops and military and police coming to your door, forcibly inoculating you. But in the first phases of this, in the years to come, this is clearly just a conditioning drill going on right now. In the years to come, they are going to continue to ratchet this up. But the way they do it with Katrina and other ops is they shut everything down, then flush you out to come to their gathering centers. I love the slogan you guys have got. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. The banking issue is why they're really setting up this police state grid. The economy is now a jobless recovery, total Orwellian term. Things are deteriorating fast. And in the years to come, it is essential to trust in God but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. Trust in God but row away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson once said. And you guys are the high-quality place and very inexpensive to get freshly packaged, new, trustworthy, high-quality food that lasts more than 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, and then FoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve, tell folks about some of the packages you've got and how people can call you.
Well, this little 7-day responder, there are two forms of it, packet A and packet B. They're each a full week worth of food. What we do with them is, you'll hear organizations talk about a serving of food being one cup, and they give you a serving a day, and that's a year's supply for 365 cups of food. It doesn't work. Each one of these meals is 16 ounces, and there are three of them a day, and it comes in a package, a 7-day responder. If they'll get up on the website, eFoodsDirect.com, they'll see a picture of this little rascal. It's about a foot square and 4 inches deep, and it's got 7 days worth of phenomenal food plus snacks in it. And we've got families right now literally living on this because it's better food than they can prepare themselves. The whole idea is not just to think in terms of, oh, if the gloom and doom hits us, and that issue is fine and it's important to be aware of it, but the fact is we've got to live our lives every day, and life ought to be a little bit of fun. They can go backpacking with this food. They can go camping with it. Mom can get off the grid in terms of having to be laboring over the stove and providing food, and we can get away from these terrible, terrible fast food restaurants and have better food and really, really tasty food. That's the whole objective. But get up.
And
on
by the way, you already had a great website, but it's been revamped, eFoodsDirect.com. A lot of new info there. We've only got about a minute left here, Steve. Give folks the toll-free number to call.
Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And we've also got a live chat up on the website now, Alex, which is just really exciting because people can ask their questions and get answers immediately. They can call in and get answers. And so our objective is to help people become independent. We're not worried about the fear. If people want to become independent, then they can choose to be fearless in this world that we're dealing with that you're so aptly warning them about and telling them what's happening.
eFoodsDirect.com, folks. Firearms, food, water. They've got a lot of great products on the water filter line, a lot of little stoves and things. There's so much at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, give them that toll-free number one more time.
It's 800-409-5633.
And people can call and get a catalog and things. You have videos up on the site that are free. But don't wait, folks. Start putting in some storable food, even if it's a couple of 7-day responder packs begin. Get involved. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Shank, thank you so much.
Take care, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's a video clip. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Just real curious, why is the National Guard out here?
We're just helping with security and traffic and stuff for the races.
Are you under the city? Are you working for the city right now?
Okay.
Are you working for the city? Are you under the control of the police? Sir?
I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
I just do what I'm told. I say, Roger, Sergeant.
I don't know, we told you that. You're a sergeant? Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
Have you ever done anything like this before? A fair, a National Guard?
Nope. This is not for civil. I mean, you're operating in a civilian environment. There is a possible kamikaze law. The army or the National Guard shouldn't be here unless there is an emergency. You know? Anyway, thank you. I want to just ask.
Not a good thing. And not against you, but it's not a good thing what's happening in this country when the military is teaming up with local police. We're not liking this at all.
Nothing with you.
Thank you. Nothing with you. Thank you.
We're not liking this at all.
Are they gone?
Huh?
Are they gone?
I hope not. I don't think so.
I don't think you are, Ryan. Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we just showed you a video clip of National Guard in Arizona at these checkpoints. And earlier in the show, we were playing the audio. The video's up on Infowars.com. We'll play some of that in the background of We Are Change Ohio in Kentucky. Just at a community event all over the downtown city, blocking bridges, pointing machine guns at people off the tops of their Humvees. And the military were asked, they said, would you confiscate our guns if you were ordered to do so? And they said, well, we'll sneeze there on air. That's a radio rarity. They will follow the orders if they're told to. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And for more than 20 years that we've confirmed, this has been covertly going on. Now NORTHCOM admits they want to put 378,000 regular Army troops on the streets of America, not just National Guard. They're putting local military liaison officers in. This is part of the global corporate takeover. This is incremental martial law. And we have the report, Maximum Alert, U.S. Troops Now Occupying America, PrisonPlanet.com article from Paul Watson that boils all this down. It's essential that you go to your city councils, your county commissioners, and you point out that the feds are federalizing those areas and you're aware of it. Schenectady, New York mayor has asked for, quote, martial law. That's his quote, and for troops. The mayor of Birmingham has called for this. The feds are giving them grants. The feds are giving local police grants to take blood at checkpoints warrantlessly. Regular Marines are running checkpoints in California with the state police. In Tennessee, the military is running checkpoints with Homeland Security, regular Army. This is really happening, and they're totally converting our society from a free society to a police state. With us until 8 after, when Dr. Stan Monteef joins us for the rest of this segment, the next two, is Luca and Bridget, we'll just use their first names, from Mojave County Minutemen and Mojave County Oath Keepers. They shot the video we just played off a little pen camera, and we commend them for joining us. We've got their website, MojaveMinutemen.com, linked up at Infowars.com. Thank you for coming on, both of you.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. My honor.
Were you just driving along and saw this, or did you hear about this? Or
No, we were just doing our little drive to the post office, and we were just doing our daily route there, and we were driving through. They were having a hot rod car show that they have every year, and we're just driving down Andy Devine. And you know, if it wasn't for our keen senses from the past few years from your show, I don't even know I would have ever paid attention. But here were National Guard guys, you know, on the street in their uniform, waving the flags, and we just said, "My God, it's really even happening here."
Yeah, they had traffic directing flags.
Yes. So we flipped the UE as it shows in our video. We had our trusty little pen, and I'm sorry it didn't come out so good, but it was just fast, and we just flipped
around. No, I think it's pretty good video. No, it's great.
Good. Well, we flipped around and we just asked the question that you saw on the video. You know, what were they doing here?
And they just say, oh, we're just helping. And then notice all the way over in Kentucky, it's traffic control checkpoints. But then they say, we do assist officers if they need help arresting somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. We just heard that. And the interesting thing also, after we came back, we left because we were still in the car. We couldn't hold up traffic. So we parked and we walked back about 20 minutes later. And the part that isn't on the clip, we had spoken to the regular traffic guy. And boy, he gave us, we were laughing, he gave us the regular line that you always give about, don't you love the troops, boys? I mean, he started going into that. He got very hostile.
If you love the troops, you let them search your car. America is about checkpoints and troops on street corners. You're some kind of comic, and you don't want to turn your gun in?
Yes, he got very ugly with us, and I asked him about posse comitatus, and he said, well, that, I said it was illegal what they were doing, according to posse comitatus, and he said, well, that's your opinion.
That's your opinion. We run this nation now. Every country in history falls to their own military. And that's now happening. They've occupied all these other countless nations. We're now being occupied. And they've got them everywhere with guns, in many cases, just training us that we're absolute slaves and training them to accept all this. Stay with us.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Not this police department, no.
Okay, but other police departments?
Chain of command, they do interact with them, and they get mission briefings.
We noticed that there's a difference. You guys are traffic control, and then there's Rover Patrol or something like that. The guys with the big guns, like, chilling with the Humvees down there.
Same thing.
By
same
the bridge.
Job. It's the exact same job. All we are here to do is to reinforce the Newport Police Department.
Right. So do you have any police powers as far as, like, arrests?
No.
Cops and whatnot?
We do not arrest. Not unless asked to do so by New York or
do you hear that military tactic? We don't arrest unless asked to by police. We're here to reinforce the police. We're talking to Luca and Bridget from Mojave County Minutemen. And their website, of course, you can check that out. We've got it up on screen for you here in a moment. Luca and Bridget, you've got the floor. I just discovered your listeners to the show. No surprise that our great listeners are out there taking action. We need everybody to get little digital hidden recorders or pens or whatever and start documenting this, because it's coming in from all over the country and Europe and England and Canada. Canada's announced they're going to have regular army patrolling the streets. This is a takeover.
Alex, yes. I would like to say something. I have other video that I'm uploading, very disturbing, never happened before. One is on the YouTube channel that we have. Bottom line, there are, for the first time on the valley where we live in Mojave County, in between Bullhead and Bullhead and Kingman, there were a few days ago military choppers flying low altitude. Normally they fly by. This time they were circling the valley for 20 minutes, and they were Cobra or Apache. But you people,
well, they have NLEO-9 focused on several states, but mainly Arizona. Troops from 14 different nations to, quote, fight American terrorist foreign troops.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe so. And there is another video, very disturbing, of 60 seconds that I took with a DigaPen, and the quality is much better. It was done almost 3 weeks ago. And bottom line, at the gas station in Kingma, there was a huge armored vehicle that, with no insignia, I went around, and I was looking for some sort of flag. There were no flag, and I was quite shocked. It was 8:30 in the morning. And now all this starts to connect the dots, and I start to think we have some sort of hotspot around here.
I think we are a hot spot, and Alex, just like you said, if people must realize this, what you were just saying, the acclimation operation, I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get? You know, when it hits your own town, when you see the National Guard reinforcing the local police department, and if you ask a question, we were treated like, you know, they were going to arrest us, or that we were from, you know, some domestic terrorists. I mean, we were treated just terribly. And just to let you know, too, we just, right before we got on the show today, I told Paul, I just called the National Guard. I've got the number. I called the National Guard.
Yeah, we listened to the audio. You're clear. Yeah. They're kind of garbled, but we can barely, so we're not going to air it. But we will link it up in a story. We're going to give it to Paul Watson to put in the overall article.
Okay, what a shame, because I was clear. But this lady was so irritated with me for calling and asking a question. She ended up hanging up on me because she didn't want to talk about Posse Comitatus. She just didn't want to talk to me.
Well, slaves aren't allowed to ask questions in America.
Exactly.
And how dare you? But you watch all these troop videos from around the country. A lot of places they're searching bags, searching cars. They sit there on the street corners as families walk by going, Like it's cobras slithering by. They're just like, terrorist. I'm looking. It's like being in an airport with just the troops just looking at you like you're about to attack them. And they admit, NORTHCOM admits, this is the occupation of the United States. Just locally, they're going to soft soap it, whitewash it. Everything's fine. We're just here helping your police. Let us search your car. Let us take your blood. Let us do a breathalyzer. Regular Army, regular Marines, National Guard. This is the takeover. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.